This is A Legacy of Laughs, comedy from the golden age of radio, brought to you by RelicRadio.com.
Hit the Jackpot, presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers, will be heard at a new time starting tonight, just one half hour from now. Be sure to hear Hit the Jackpot immediately following this broadcast.
Oh, Mari, quando son nato perso per te.
As every American school child knows,
on October 12, 1492, an Italian explorer, Christopher Columbus, discovered America.
On September 27, 1947, a young Italian immigrant, Luigi Basco, rediscovered America.
Christopher Columbus arrived with three vessels.
Luigi Basco arrived with $3.
When Christopher Columbus landed in America, he said, I name thee San Salvador.
When Luigi Basco landed in New York, he said,
please, give me a ticket to Chicago.
And so we invite you to Chicago's Little Italy for a new comedy, Life with Luigi, the story of an immigrant created by Cy Howard and starring J. Carroll Nash. From America, Christopher Columbus described his adventures to Queen Isabella in Spain. From Chicago, Luigi Basco describes his adventures to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, I make a promise to write you, so I write. In the United States, when fella keep promise to write, is called promissory note. In 6 months since I've been in America, my writing is already so good, words don't even have Italian accent. I have store here in Chicago, just like two other businessmen, Marshall and Field. They got same kind of store, only better location. Mamma Mia, how you like my new business stationery? See, on top it say, Luigi Basco, founder and prop. Prop is short for long word, I don't know. Also, my line business, old and the young antiques. Everybody here is crazy for old things, old furniture, old lamps, old chairs. Also, is lots of people crazy about old granddad. Must be a fine man. Our countryman, Pasquale, who bring me to this country and rent me store, has nice place next door. It's called Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace. Sometimes at night, when a breeze from Lake Michigan is just right, then the smell from Pasquale's palace is reminding me of home, and I'm much lonesome for you. But in the morning when I wake up, I'm so pleasant to be in America. But as Uncle Pietro always say, there's no rose without a little thorn. And in this case, it's a very big thorn. Now I know why Pasquale bring me here. He wants I should marry his daughter, Rosa. You remember when Rosa was a nice little girl? Mamma mia, something has happened. You know the bull Uncle Pietro has? Well, go in the pasture, look at the bull, take off the horns, that's the Rosa. But outside the Rosa, America is fine, and there's plenty business here. It's so good that I hire me a little 12-year-old bambino who lives with me, Jimmy O'Connor. He does the furniture, he washes the windows, he sweep out the store. This in America is called general manager. To show you how good business is, only this morning he said to me,
Mr. Luigi, let's face it, we're in a hole.
Well, that's fine. Then why are you upset, Jimmy?
What's fine about it?
In America, when things is good, then you in a groove, huh?
Yeah.
Hole is a bigger groove, so everything's fine.
But boss, business is terrible. Take a look at the books. That tells the story.
Okay. Here is one page of money going out.
Here's another page, money coming in.
That's the trouble, Jimmy. Money coming in and money going out. If only she could stand still, we could grab her. How much we got in the cash box?
$2.87.
How much I owe Pasquale for rent?
$40.
Isn't it come out even? That's too bad for Pasquale.
It's too bad for you, because if you don't pay him the rent, he's got a right to kick you out.
Not in America. This is free country. There's a free speech, there's a free press.
But not free rent. You've got to pay him.
Oh, Jimmy, I work so hard for this place. I have all my beautiful statues. What I do? What I do?
I got a suggestion, but I don't think you'll like it.
Anything, Jimmy. You're a smart American boy. Anything. I'm a drowning. I'm a grabbing at straws. I'm a drowning.
Okay. Mary Rosa.
Okay, I drown.
But, Mr. Luigi, after all, as man to man, a fella's gotta get married sometime.
If Rosa is the last woman on the face of the earth, then I'd rather marry the face of the earth.
Okay, Mr. Luigi. I've got another suggestion.
Anything, Jimmy. I listen to anything.
Okay. Sell one of your statues.
Sure I sell. Why do you think I'm in business?
Well, that's what you say, but as soon as somebody comes in to buy something, you discourage them.
I don't discourage. I only say not for sale.
Last week we could have sold that one to General Grant.
I never sell a president of the United States.
You won't even sell Robert E. Lee.
He's a nice man, Mr. Lee. Poor fella picked the wrong side, so why I sell him?
You know, you got 18 Abraham Lincoln.
19. I buy another one yesterday.
Mr. Luigi, I know how we can clear up all our debts and pay the rent.
How?
Just sell one statue. George Washington.
George Washington? Founder and prop of our country, I never sell him.
If you don't sell something, Mr. Luigi...
Never sell this statue of Washington. I bring him with me from old country. His only copy of Horace Greeley's statue made in 1833 in Florence, Italy.
If it's that good, put him in the window. It'll attract customers.
Okay, Jimmy. Make you feel better, I put Washington in the window. Okay, George. Up you go in the window. Don't worry, George. I put you way in the back. They never see you. Jimmy, you just come from school. You must be hungry. You go back in the kitchen. Eat a little lunch.
Okay, boss.
He's a nice boy, Mr. Washington. Only he don't understand us. Don't worry. I don't sell you. When Jimmy go back to school, I take you out of the window. I put in Coolidge.
Pardon me. Are you the proprietor?
I'm Luigi Basco, founder and prop. What can I do for you, lady?
I'm interested in that statue.
What statue?
The one you have in your window.
Why you want this statue?
Well, I noticed it when I came by your shop yesterday. It's a rare statue.
You really like him, huh?
I certainly do.
You're crazy about him, huh?
Yes.
Is not for sale.
But it's in your window.
Suppose you in my window. You for sale?
Well, but that's...
George Washington crossed the Delaware, 1776. But the Luigi's a window? Never.
Okay, Mr. Luigi. Oh, you got a customer. That's good.
The lady don't want to buy anything. Goodbye, lady.
Oh, but I did want to.
Never mind the goodbye, lady.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm a representative of the Americana Society, and we're having an auction. And I was just trying to buy that statue of George Washington.
Great.
Shut up, Jimmy. Go back and have a dessert.
I'll give you $100 for it.
So?
You fired Jimmy.
I quit.
Oh, no, you don't. I quit.
You can't quit.
I'm the boss. I do anything I like. I quit and you're fired. That's all. Goodbye, lady.
Why won't you sell a statue?
Well, yes, you're in business. Why won't you sell this statue?
Look, I got other things to sell. Here, I sell you Venus de Milo with two hands.
No, the Americana Society is only interested in historical statues.
Statues? Here, lady, I give you two General MacArthurs free.
Now, please, it's Washington I want.
But I cannot sell the father of our country.
Mr. Luigi, if you don't sell something, you won't be able to pay the rent to Pasquale. And you'll have to marry Rosa.
Well, all right, I'm stuck. Either way, you break my heart. I take George Washington in the back. I wrap him up with my own hands. Well, George, I gotta sell you. What I do? What I do? If I don't sell, I don't pay the rent, I get pushed out. Well, that's all right, maybe. But then I gotta marry Rosa. If you ever see her, George, you don't blame me. Please, George, don't look at me like that. Always since I'm a little boy, I know about you. You fine man, you rich man. You have a big farm, but when the poor people say, "Hello, George, we need a general," you say, "Okay." You give a plantation, June 1775. Now, I give you up, it can't be helped. Lots of things we do in the wartime. Right now is Luigi Basco's war. Come on, George. Say goodbye. It's very sad for me too, George. Shake hands, Mr. President to Washington. I wrap you up warm so you don't freeze like in Valley Forge winter 1777. Arrivederci, Giuseppe Washington. Jimmy, put the statue in a lady's cart.
Okay, Mr. Luigi. Here's your $100.
Thank you.
And don't feel too badly, because all the proceeds from this auction go to charity. If you'd like to come, here's the address. The auction will be held in my home.
Thank you, lady. Goodbye.
Good day.
Okay, Mr. Luigi, I put the statue in the car.
Gee, she must be loaded. She drove off in a beautiful Lincoln.
It's a funny country when a Washington drives away in a Lincoln.
What are you going to do with that dough?
Put him under the mattress.
Someday, someone will come in here and steal you and the mattress.
Not in a Chicago.
Take my word for it. In America, everybody puts their money in the bank.
I don't take your word, Jimmy. Anytime I got a problem, I go to see my teacher, Miss Spaulding. If I don't come back before you go to school, lock the door, put out the regular sign. Back soon, maybe longer. Please don't wait. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. Promotion. Hello, my teacher, Miss Spaulding. I brought you an apple.
Thank you, Luigi. I'll be with you as soon as I finish talking to Mary.
I wait.
Now, Mary.
Yes, Miss Spaulding?
I was very surprised this morning when you didn't know who invented the electric light.
Well, I haven't...
I'm surprised, too, at the little bambino. Everybody ought to know who invented electric light.
You see, Mary, here's a man who's only been in this country for 6 months, and he knows. Go on, Luigi, tell her who invented the electric light.
Marconi. Marconi, he invented everything.
No, Luigi, Edison invented the electric light.
Then Marconi invented Edison.
I see you need some more private lessons, Luigi. All right, Mary, you can run along now. But be sure you have better answers tomorrow.
All right, Miss Spaulding. Goodbye, Miss Luigi.
Goodbye, little Mary.
Tell me, Luigi, how are you and Jimmy O'Connor getting along?
He's a fine boy. Every day we have a fight. It's very pleasant.
I'm so glad he found a home and a job with you.
He's a good businessman. But he make me do wrong thing today. He make me sell a statue of George Washington. He's not patriotic, huh?
Luigi, patriotism isn't measured by statues. It's something you feel.
Good. I feel much better. But what I do with $100? Jimmy say put it in the bank.
Well, he's right. I suggest you put your money in the Case National Bank.
Why? Why a bank?
Well, because in America, you don't carry on business with cash. You'll need checks.
Marshall Field. They put money in a bank?
Yes.
Is it good enough for me? I go tell Pasquale I give him a check for the rent.
You can see Pasquale later. Now go straight to the bank. Don't walk around with so much cash. After all, there are some dishonest people in the world.
Don't worry about me. I'm a smart man.
Yes, but look out for strangers. They'll try to sell you the Union Station for $100.
Not to me, Miss Spaulding. Second day I'm in Chicago, I buy it for $5.
For For the second act of Luigi Basco's Adventures in Chicago, we look over Mama Basco's shoulder as she turns to page 2 of the letter from her son, Luigi.
So, Mama Mia, 6 months in this country, and I'm partnered with Marshall and Field. But as Uncle Pietro always say, every cloud she has a silver lining. For me, there's no silver lining because I'm looking into gold teeth of our countryman, Pasquale, who's smiling at me like a cat.
Luigi! Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter with you? I'm your countryman. Why are you passing my place without the coming in? I'm glad to why.
I'm in a hurry now.
Wait a minute, Luigi, my friend.
Please, you're breaking my arm.
Somebody's been asking it for you.
If it's who I think it is, goodbye.
Come in, Luigi, just for a minute.
I'm going to the bank, get a check, pay you the rent.
Forget the business. I'm no worry about the rent. You're like a son to me. I bring you from the old country. Why?
You don't know either?
Listen to me, Luigi. I bring you here to marry Rosa. Now come inside, stupid. Rosa, my little bambino. Look, Luigi's here.
Hello.
That's in a way to say hello to bachelor man, to say hello nicer.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
That's a nice conversation you two just had. You both are made for each other. It's a perfect combination. Okay, Rosie, go back to the kitchen, help your mama. Papa's going to take care of your future. Oh, she's like a little angel.
When I go to heaven, I look her up.
Luigi, I got a surprise for you. Next Sunday, how you like to go with me to a wedding?
Who's getting married?
You are. Then you will be my son. What do you say?
Goodbye, Papa.
Oh, Luigi, Rose is a big, but she's a wonderful girl. She's had such a nice, comfortable lap. You sit there, read the paper, smoke a pipe, drink a wine. What do you say?
I want a wife and not a poster chair.
Is this your last word, my son?
Yes.
Your very last word?
Yes.
You positive? Absolutely sure?
Yes.
Where's my rent money? I throw you off the street.
Pasquale, I got the rent money. I go to the bank now. I give you a check.
Luigi, I don't owe from a check. So you here, I'm here, the money's here. Transaction.
Pasquale, you don't understand. You're like a greenhorn.
Oh, shut up. I'm here 26 years.
Don't get excited. I explain you. See, here is $40 rent.
I take.
You impatient. Take them slow. First, I take money to bank.
You're going to pay my rent to the bank?
No. Miss Spalding, she explained to me. I explained to you.
All right.
I take this money to bank.
You take this money to bank.
They take money from me.
They take this money from you.
They depart.
They depart.
They give me checkbook.
They give you checkbook.
I take one check.
You take one check.
I write.
You write.
Pay to order Pasquale Spaghetti Palace of $40.00.
Pay to order Pasquale Spaghetti Palace of $40.00.
I bring you a check.
You bring me a check.
You make a big cross on the bank.
I make a big cross on the bank.
Then you go to bank.
Then I go to bank.
You stand on line.
I stand on line.
You tell fella you want the money.
I tell the fella I want the money.
He give you $40.
He give me $40.
It's very simple. Everybody's happy, see?
See? It's very simple. Everybody. I'm not the happy. Money's right here on the table. Now give me.
No. I tell you this once more. I take money to bank.
You take money to the bank.
They take money from me.
They take money from you.
They depart.
They depart.
They give me a check.
They give you a check.
I take one check.
You take one check.
I write.
You write.
Pay to order Pasquale Spaghetti Palace for $40.00.
Pay to order Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace for $40.00.
I bring you a check.
You bring me a check.
You make a big cross on the back.
I make a big cross on the back.
Then you go to back.
Then I go to back.
You stand on line.
I stand on a line.
You tell a fella you want the money.
I tell a fella I want the money.
He give you $40.
He give me $40.
What's the simpler?
Pay me my money. I don't want the simple.
Wait. I explain you once more. I take money to bank.
Please, Luigi. I've been to the bank twice. I'm tired. Give me my money.
Wait. Once more, I explain. I go to the bank.
You go to the bank.
They take money from me.
They take the money from you.
Excuse me, is this Case National Bank?
Yes.
I'd like to talk to Mr. Case.
Mr. Case is dead.
I wait. Is Mr. Case's son here?
He has no son.
Oh, too bad. He's got a fine building here. If he's got a daughter, I'm a single.
Look, sir, this is a bank. Did you wish to open an account here?
Si.
Fine. Is this your first bank account?
Si.
All right. We have the necessary papers right here. Just take a few minutes. Now, what did you say your name was?
I don't say.
Well, what is it?
What for you need my name?
For our records. Now, what is your surname?
First time anybody called me sir. Thank you.
Now, if you don't mind, sir, how much would you like to start with?
I'd like to start with $1,000.
That's a good round sum.
But I only got 100.
Well, just give me the money and I'll open up an account for you. You want a checking account?
Yes. I have to write a check. I have to pay Pasquale the rent, or I have to marry Rosa, and then
fine,
I've got to
fine,
go to...
Fine, fine. Now, here's your deposit slip and here's your checkbook. Now, if you give me the money...
Is that necessary?
Yes.
First, what do you do with this money?
Why, we invest it. Yes, that's what we do with it.
Where you invest it?
Where? Why, we... What did you say?
Where you invest?
Yes, where do we invest all this money?
I ask you first.
Perhaps you'd better talk to our vice president. Mr. Thurston, would you help me here with the problem?
Certainly, Parker.
There's a person here who wants to open an account.
Oh, Parker, I must leave in a few minutes, sir. Can't you take care of it?
Sir, he wants to know what we do with our money.
What? Well, that's a ridiculous question.
I agree with you, sir, but what do we do with our money?
Why, we invest it.
But where?
Where?
Yes. Where?
Go back to your cage, Parker. I'll handle this myself. How do you do, sir? My name is Mr. Thurston. I'm vice president of this bank. Ordinarily, I don't handle matters such as this, but I've always had a slogan. The small depositor of today is the big depositor of tomorrow.
Then I come back tomorrow.
No, I don't mean it that way. Now, sir, you want to know what we do with our money.
See, it's important. Is first $100 I ever have.
Yes, I understand your feelings. This is what we do with your $100. We buy railroads, telephone companies, light and power, public utilities, streetcars, real estate, and government bonds. Satisfying?
Seems like a lot for $100.
Well, let me try another approach. What business are you in?
Antique business.
All right. Now, a lot of times you can sell an antique for a high price and buy back the same antique at an auction at a cheaper price. That means your money is working for you. Now,
If you give your money to us...
That's good for you, but bad for me. I'm not going to put the money in the bank. I got other ideas what to do.
Now, just a minute, sir. How dare you question my business sense? For your information, I have been with the Case National Bank for 10 years. Before that, I was with the Third National Bank for 5 years. Before that, I was with the Second National Bank for 3 years. Before that, I was with the First National Bank for 2 years. That is my professional record. What do you say to that?
It's too bad you couldn't hold a job.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next item for auction is this statue of George Washington, which came...
from Luigi Basco's window, 21 North Halstead Street, open night and day.
Oh, hello, Mr. Basco. We're just auctioning off your George Washington.
Good, as many reason I come.
Yes, well, now, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the bidding. Who say $300?
Holy smokes, this lady only pay $100.
Now, who say $200? Oh, come, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, this is George Washington. He's been elected. He's not campaigning. Now, who start the ball rolling?
$25.
$25 is insult.
Well, I think Mr. Basco's right. Can't I hear $50 for the father of our country?
You bet your life, lady. I, Luigi Basco, bid $50.
All right, I have $50. Who'll bid more?
I, Luigi Basco, bid $75.
I have a $75 bid. Who'll say $100?
I, Luigi Basco, say $100.
Mr. Basco, you're bidding against yourself.
I know, that's the idea. You want the more money, I bid the more money.
But, Mr. Basco, your original bid of $50 is enough for this statue of George Washington.
Is not enough for father of our country. Even $100 is not enough. I bid everything I got. The $102.87.
Mr. Basco, you're a real American.
Not yet. You see, I only come here September 1947, so I don't get the first papers
until I go down to see
the boss.
Yes, I understand. Mr. Basco, thank you for your bid, but it's a great personal sacrifice.
So what? So Pasquale threw me out in the street. It's all right with me. So I stay out in the street with George Washington. He's worth it. He's a great man. Brave man. Brave like a Garibaldi. He's a braver, maybe. He beat the whole British army. So people make him first the president. Twice. 1789 and 1793. Maybe you don't know how great the man he is. Because you're born here and you're used to him like a children to Papa. Maybe it's why you don't know how much it's worth to have a George Washington in your house. But to me, I know. When I have him in my store, every morning I say, "Good morning, Mr. President." And every night I say, "Sleep good, Mr. President. Find a country. America." That's why I, Luigi Basco, bid $102.87.
Thank you, Mr. Basco. The bid is $102.87. Going once? Going twice?
$1,000.
$1,000 bid by Mr. Thurston of the Case National Bank.
$1,000.
Are there any other bids?
Mrs. Wells, I got no money now. I work harder next year. Maybe you take the little money I got. I give you the rest on an installment plan.
Well, I'm sorry. We must have cash. $1,001? Twice, three times. Sold to Mr. Thurston.
Mamma mia, my statue.
Where do you want the statue delivered, Mr. Thurston?
21 North Halstead Street.
Mr. Thurston, that's my address.
Exactly. That's where George Washington belongs, with you.
Gracias, Mr. Thurston. I pay you back. Here's the down payment, my $100.
I'll take this money and open an account for you at the bank, but the statue is yours. Gift.
Is impossible.
In America, Mr. Basco, everything is possible.
Be
sure to listen next week at this time for Life with Luigi, a Cy Howard production. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's it for this time, but there's always more old-time radio at RelicRadio.com. Thousands of episodes of every variety offered for free, thanks to you, the listeners. If you'd like to help support this and all of the shows, please visit donate.relicradio.com or visit the website and click on the donate button for more information. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back soon with another installment of A Legacy of Laughs.